USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The big infrastructure bill is in the books. President Biden signing the $1.2 trillion measure during a bipartisan event on the South Lawn of the White House. Regarding the bill, the president reminding everyone,
no one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a single penny in federal tax.
A new Politico Morning Consult survey found 50% support overall for the legislation. That's down from 58% earlier this year. The EPA is putting final touches on a national recycling strategy. It will be the first such policy from the EPA and seeks to hit a 50% national recycling rate by the year 2030. EPA Chief Michael Regan saying in a statement that the nation's recycling system is in need of critical improvements. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Following a court appearance in a case involving criminal contempt of Congress, longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon is free. Outside a D.C. federal court, Bannon saying,
well, I'm never going to back down, and they took on the wrong guy this time, okay? They took on the wrong guys.
Bannon surrendering his passport and was released on his own recognizance with no bail. The Department of Justice has not tried anyone on contempt of Congress since 1983. The FBI is saying their email server was hacked.
The FBI has confirmed its email system has been hacked, with spam email being sent to more than 100,000 people warning of a cyber attack. The email messages were filled with ramblings. The emails appeared to be from addresses ending in ic.fbi.gov. The FBI said in a statement, the email systems were taken offline quickly upon discovery of the issue. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A whistleblower from San Diego, California, reached out to Texas Republican Representative Lance Gooden about ways illegal immigrants are traveling through the United States. Congressman Gooden went to San Diego to investigate and says he found that nonprofits are housing illegal immigrants and helping them get on domestic flights. He joins Fox and Friends and describes what he saw happening at airports.
They're being led onto planes before anyone else. And in one case, a security officer on the plane said, you know, I'm an armed agent. I'm supposed to identify myself to the pilot before takeoff. I'm sometimes getting on these flights, and immigrants with no identification are on the plane before the agent boards.
Federal and state governments have partnered with nonprofits to provide housing and transportation for illegal immigrants. The Biden administration says they're required by law to reunite illegals with sponsors in the United States. The Biden administration says they're required by law to reunite illegal immigrants with sponsors in the United States. Burger King's parent company is buying Firehouse Subs. The purchase price is $1 billion. Restaurant Brands International also owns Popeyes and Tim Hortons. Firehouse Subs has been around since 1994 and has about 1,200 U.S. locations. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.